Welcome back to HealthLink on air, Linda Cohen along with you. Well, we all know how important our emergency rescue squads are here in Central New York. They save lives every day. And joining me here this morning with some exciting news that will make them even more life-saving are Dr. Arthur Vassillo. He's the regional president of Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, and he is still a practicing general surgeon in our community. And Jay Scott, he's the director of educational programs for the Department of Emergency Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here, Linda.
Great. So, Jay, you have some news. Tell us about it.
That's some great news. The Department of Emergency Medicine recently received a grant for $30,000 that would allow us to buy and distribute some equipment to our local EMS services.
That equipment are the special EKG machines?
That equipment will allow their EKG machines to transmit 12-lead EKGs from the patient's home, from the ambulance, to a waiting hospital that is equipped with a cardiac catheterization lab.
So when you talk about 12-lead EKGs, how is this different than what we have now or what most ambulances have
now? The 12-lead EKG is a diagnostic tool that looks at the heart's conduction pathway through several different angles and allows the trained reader to look at the 12-lead and then identify areas of the heart muscle itself that's either damaged or ischemic, you know, needing more blood, more oxygen.
More oxygen. So it's much more of an effective tool than the standard EKG.
It is the gold standard for diagnostic ability to see, identify, and treat either heart ischemia or heart attack.
So Dr. Vassillo, tell us what was Excellus's mission in regard to this kind of a grant?
Well, at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, we're delighted to make this grant. And we have grants going on for a number of projects around our community, but none of them more important than this. So I want to thank Jay Scott for bringing this particular issue to our attention so that we could help work in a collaborative way with him, with Upstate, with the other hospitals, with EMS services, to bring this kind of technology to Central New York. And one thing we should be especially proud of here in Central New York is that this puts us on the leading edge. With this grant and with the rigs being equipped the way we are describing here today, Upstate New York is going to be 99% equipped, whereas the rest of the country is only around 30%.
Wow. That's staggering.
It's wonderful. And it's also a classic example of how you can give better care, better health, and still save money. Because with this technology, we're not just treating a heart attack. We're in this town, we're going to be able to prevent heart attacks.
Yeah,
and that's so crucial.
Tell us about that. It's obviously crucial, but how do these EKG machines, and in that particular setting, in an ambulance, save lives?
Well, let me just give you a little health class 101 in case anybody wasn't paying attention back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got two lungs, we've got two kidneys, we've got a lot of redundancy built in our bodies, but that all-important organ, the heart, we've only got one, and it never stops working. It's a muscular organ. It is beating every second of every day throughout our lives. If you think of it, it's almost like it's on a non-stop marathon. So it requires a lot of oxygen, and it gets that oxygen through its blood supply. And if those blood vessels to the heart get plugged in any way, you can end up with a heart attack. And there's no plan B. There isn't another heart in the body or other redundant tissue. That is it. This is the reason that heart disease is the number one killer in the United States, both men and women, I should add.
Mm-hmm.
So any technology that can help restore the blood flow to the heart, keep the oxygen supply to the heart going, saves lives. And that's why this is so critical to have in the hands of our emergency rooms and the rigs out there that interact with the emergency rooms.
Tell us how this exactly works in terms of, first of all, let me get one other thing straight. Who's getting these new rigs or these new this new equipment?
There are 23 different ambulance services within our six-county region, Madison, Oswego, Onondaga, Cayuga, Tompkins, and Cortland counties. that have not yet been able to buy the equipment that would allow them to capture and transmit 12 EDKGs to awaiting hospitals. Of those 23 services, they run, operate, manage 37 different ambulances.
Wow.
So we're going to equip 37 ambulances from those 23 services with this equipment. So when they then would respond to somebody's house for either report of chest pain or even just general weakness, general illness, they'll be able to then run a 12 EDKG, look at it, and then transmit it to a waiting hospital where there's either an attending physician in the emergency department or a waiting cardiologist that has the ability to see any transmitted 12 lead from the EMS service and then decide whether or not the patient should bypass the emergency department and go directly to the cardiac cath lab.
Hence saving time.
Absolutely saving time. Time is muscle. And the sooner we get that patient upstairs to that cath lab, the sooner we get those specific vessels that are plugged open back up again, to restore blood flow to the heart muscle, the greater chance of a full recovery.
And therefore, if they don't even have a heart attack, or if it's, in other words, it's not just that it'll be a full recovery because you've treated them, but you may actually avert damage to the heart.
That's right. The goal is really twofold here. One is to catch this process early enough on that you prevent the heart attack in the first place. And if you can't, if the heart is already starved for oxygen to the point where some of the heart cells are dying, at least to limit the amount of damage. In other words, people who otherwise would have to limit their activities, they may have to stop working. They may not be able to travel the way they would otherwise. Now these patients, this will have been prevented. They'll be able to lead a normal lifestyle and do all the things that they enjoy doing.
Even exercise, for example.
Sure, we would encourage it. But let me just clarify one thing. Although this is a grant from Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, this is a gift to the entire community. If somebody doesn't have an Excellus product, they should not feel that this will not be used on them. No, it doesn't matter whether you have one of our insurance or competitors. It doesn't matter if you have no insurance. It doesn't matter if you have Medicaid or Medicare. This is something that the entire community deserves. Everybody is going to be eligible for this. And if you have the kind of problem that warrants this kind of service, you will now be getting it.
Now, heart disease still remains a major killer, both for men and women.
Yes, and heart disease kills more men and women than all forms of cancer combined.
Right, and I think what's so interesting of late, and we've done a number of interviews on this show to talk about that, is that women are becoming more sensitive to and aware of the fact that they too may be afflicted by heart disease.
Absolutely. Women's symptoms tend to be more subtle. It's not the standard crushing chest pain. There's an elephant sitting on me. They don't feel pain in their arms or their jaws. They may, but they may also have more subtle symptoms that include just nausea, weakness, general malaise. I just don't feel well today. Something's not right with me. Those are the patients that should absolutely call 911, should absolutely be evaluated by their local paramedic, their local EMS service. And that information should be sent to the local hospital.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting in some of the notes I read is that at this point, most of our local hospitals are equipped to receive the information from these 12 lead EKGs machines, Upstate Medical University, Krause Hospital, St. Joe's Hospital, and Cayuga Medical Center are all ready to work with these ambulances.
That's correct.
It makes sense. These are the hospitals that have the interventional cardiology. So they're equipped to dilate the vessels or put in stents. So it makes sense that these are the places where they have this connectivity. And as you mentioned, the hospitals have already made the investments. The missing link was these modems. So for us to put $30,000 out there to equip 37 ambulances at 23 distinct ambulance services, this is the missing link. And people like Jay Scott, who have brought this to our attention to let us know this is something that we could step forward and help with, I'm very grateful to Jay for making that connection.
Yeah, we're all very grateful to Jay. So I read somewhere from, according to the American Heart Association, that each year almost 250,000 Americans suffer this most serious type of heart attack, which is an ST segment elevation or something.
Correct.
What percentage of people in Central New York at this point do we see with calls to an ambulance
in this,
are having heart attacks?
In the Central New York region, we'll run approximately 80,000 calls in the next 12 months. Of those 80,000 calls, anywhere between 28 and 31% of those calls will be for chest pain specifically. But there's also those calls that go out for that general feeling of weakness, illness, nausea that I just can't put my finger on. So we think that 25% number is probably bigger. We think that we'll see more patients. And, really the most important part is if you live in a more rural area of the five-county region, you'll be treated exactly the same as you would be if you lived in downtown Syracuse, New York. So we're spreading the technology out. We're making it more available to more of our EMS services. And anyone who has these symptoms should obviously call 911 as soon as they possibly can. But rest assured that the equipment that gets to them and the personnel that get to them will have the expertise to diagnose and or transmit that information to a waiting ER physician and or a cardiologist.
Mm. Fabulous. So hopeful. And I think it probably will make most of our listeners feel much more a sense of peace of mind, knowing that that is available. So I understand that Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield has an arm called the Community and Member Health Improvement Program. And so this grant is only one of many that you get involved with in collaboration with Upstate and other hospitals.
Yes.
Or other health organizations.
This is a big part of our mission. You know, we want affordable, high-quality health care for all members of the community. And we want to support health-related projects. And there are many projects that just couldn't get off the ground without some seed money. So we have a number of those going on. We've helped to support educating more nurses for the Oswego area, where
wow,
there's been a nursing shortage. We've worked with the Boys and Girls Club in what they call a triple play of fitness, nutrition, and a healthy outlook on life. We've worked with Hillside Work Scholarship, the Healthy Mind, Healthy Body project. We've worked with diabetes prevention with the Human Services Coalition of Tompkins County. We have projects in the North Country that have to do with congestive heart failure, maintaining quality of life, and reducing readmissions. So we have a number of projects going on in addition to quality projects with virtually all of the hospitals in your listening area, including Upstate, which, by the way, has done very, very well and we're really proud to be a partner with Upstate in that. And Linda, this is just another example of how when all the various parties can get together, identify an issue, collaborate, and make it happen. These things don't happen on their own. It takes individuals, it takes some seed money, and it takes some vision. And that's what's been exhibited in this particular project. And everyone involved should be very proud. It's really a huge benefit to the entire community.
I think it absolutely is, and I feel very fortunate to live here knowing that we do have that kind of support and infrastructure in place. It's really quite significant. So, Jay, are you feeling at this point that, do you have any other projects in mind coming forward?
Oh, I have many projects in mind. We could talk for a long time. You know, I think
you got my number, Jay.
The most important thing here is now that, we have this project. Now we have to gather data. We have to find out exactly how this is affecting the people that live here. And then maybe that is going to give us other avenues for the things that we have to study and then build into place.
Partnership. Well, I want to thank you both so much. This is very exciting news. My guests have been Dr. Arthur Vasillo. He's the regional president of Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Jay Scott. He's the educational director of programs for the Department of Emergency Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Stay right there. We'll be right back right after this short break.